Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens was born near Portsmouth in the south of England. His family moved to London, where his father was imprisoned for debt, and Charles was withdrawn from school. He was sent to work in a blacking factory, a traumatic experience which marked him and his literary production for life. After his father's financial position improved, he went back to school. He became a parliamentary reporter and then a journalist. By 1832, Dickens had become a very successful parliamentary reporter, and he began work as a newspaper reporter. In 1836, he married Catherine Ogarth, and after the success of the Pickwick Papers, he embarked on a full-time career as a novelist, producing novels at an incredible rate while continuing his journalistic and editorial activities. In 1842, Dickens and his wife embarked on a 5-month lecture tour of the United States. In 1858, Dickens undertook his first public readings for pay and separated from his wife. In 1870, Dickens's final public readings took place in London. He suffered a stroke on June the 8th and died the next day. He is buried in Westminster Abbey. Literary production. In 1836, Dickens began the serial publication of the Pickwick Papers, humorous stories about a group of eccentrics who meet to tell each other their adventures. Between 1837 and 1857, Dickens published 16 novels, all in the form of serial publications. His early work ranges from adventure stories like Oliver Twist to the historical novel Barnaby Rudge, to the autobiographical David Copperfield and Hard Times. In this period, Dickens also published many short stories, the most famous of which is A Christmas Carol, 1843. He also edited a weekly magazine called Household Words. During his later years, Dickens's novels gradually moved towards a savage condemnation of Victorian society. Great Expectations revisited the territory of David Copperfield in a more ironic vein. Late masterpieces like Bleak House, Little Dorrit, and Our Mutual Friend present a nightmarish London populated by thieves, speculators, and grotesque bureaucracies. These later works are characterized by their ability to combine several different plots, genre, and emotional moods. Dickens's last novel, The Unfinished Mystery of Edwin Drood, is regarded by some as the first English detective story.